local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good Friday to you. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe as he's making his way out to the high school football game of the week, the Dr. Pepper High School football game of the week over on ESPN Pensacola. And so I'll be wrapping up this Friday for him. Austin's still in the running the board, though, here for us. So still have a familiar voice right there. Getting started with your top three stories here. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, and he's calling for a ceasefire to allow for the release of hostages. We have some audio for that. Let's go ahead and play it. No. Oh, all right. Sometimes we have these glitches. It seems like every time I come on it just decides to not play right. It's okay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a humanitarian pause in the fighting unless Hamas returns all of its hostages. Meanwhile, border crossings from Gaza into Egypt have continued after a report of 400 Americans were among those who were able to leave Gaza. The top three stories, the leader of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah is making its first comment since the Hamas attack on Israel nearly 4 weeks ago. Speaking in front of supporters in Beirut, he said Hezbollah will continue to infiltrate Israel from the Lebanon border. He also praised the October 7th Hamas attack, calling it 100% Palestinians in terms of execution. And it took jurors just over about 4 hours to convict FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried guilty on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Sentencing is scheduled for March 2024, and he could be sentenced for more than 100 years. In local headlines, tomorrow is day 2 of the Homecoming Air Show on board NAS Pensacola. The gates are open starting at 8 a.m., and the civilian acts will start at 9:30 a.m. Blue Angels performance will begin at 2, with Fat Albert and the F-18 should be in the sky right around 2:30 tomorrow. So there you go with that. Austin, what do we got going on with the update on the deadly shooting in Cantonment?
All right. So FDLE says a Pensacola police officer involved in a deadly shooting in Cantonment this summer was justified in their actions. The officer has been on administrative leave since June 28th. The shooting happened that afternoon at a home on Durant Lane. The officer came to the home to investigate a hit-and-run crash that happened earlier in the day.
Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives, Austin.
All right, so we're looking at the traffic right now, and we're not seeing a ton of congestion that stands out currently. We were seeing some on some of the busier intersections, but right now it's pretty smooth sailing in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. If you are in some congestion, it should be rather slight and rather short-lived. As for our weather, it is 77 degrees in Pensacola. And tonight it's going to be a low of 54. Heading into tomorrow, it's going to, and the rest of the weekend actually, is going to be a beautiful sunny sky with high of 77 and lows in the mid 50s.
Be aware of this speed trap. The speed limit over Mobile Highway between Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road has been permanently reduced from 55 miles an hour to 45 miles an hour beginning today. In addition, there's a $7.5 million project on this section of the Mobile Highway that's continuing. The work includes resurfacing the roadway, improving drainage, installing a new traffic signal at Klondike Road. The work is estimated for completion in early 2024, but the speed limit, at least for now, will remain to be 45 miles an hour going forward. So, whatever.
Yeah, that's great. And Okaloosa County deputies spent much of the morning clearing a swatting call regarding an active shooter situation at Baker School. Deputies arrived at 9 a.m. and also did a precautionary sweep of nearby Crestview High School. The sheriff's office says whoever made the hoax call would face up to 15 years in prison if they are found and convicted.
Yeah, not cool with those. In Absolutely. State news, the Biden administration is investing more than $650 million in port projects aimed at improving reliability of the U.S. supply chain. Remember, we had all these issues with the U.S. supply chain, and we still have them, and so they're still trying to set some stuff up with that. Well, the administration announced today that the project will focus on 41 ports nationwide. This includes $11.2 million towards Port Panama City for the design and expansion of their 200,000-square-foot East Terminal warehouse.
Also, Republicans are getting ready for the weekend's annual Florida Freedom Summit. The event will take place in Osceola County, with all major GOP candidates expected to attend. Barry University's Sean Foreman says things could get rather uncomfortable for Governor Ron DeSantis, and the next Republican debate will be held Wednesday night in Miami.
The ex-wife of Florida Microsoft executive is claiming her innocence following his deadly shooting last year. Shauna Gardner pleaded not guilty during her arraignment this morning. She's accused of hiring a hitman to kill her ex-husband, Jared Bridegan, right outside of their former Jacksonville Beach home in February 2022.
And Florida drivers are kicking off their weekends with lower gas prices. AAA says the state average is currently at $3.20 per gallon. That's 10 cents lower than this time last week and 30 cents lower than last month.
The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is going on right now. It's going to go on through the weekend in Seville Square. Enjoy one of the best regarded, most popular art festivals in the United States. The three-day juried art show draws more than 200 of the nation's best painters, potters, sculptors, jewelers, graphic artists, craftsmen, and other artists. Find out more information about the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival on our website, newsradio923.com. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. When we come back here, we're going to have your national headlines as well as get into some pop culture and other news like that, like pop culture, science, things like that. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now, usually with Joe and Austin, but Joe's out as he's headed out to the Dr. Pepper ESPN Game of the Week, High School Game of the Week. So I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe right now. We'll be right back covering national headlines for you next right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and they will be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take out the stress because of the cost of healthcare. That's this Tuesday at 10:30 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. Explore with over 200 artists and craftsmen and enjoy the music and food. GGAF.org for more. The Pensacola Greek Festival is Saturday and Sunday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on West Garden. Celebrate Greek heritage with food, music, dancing, and family fun. PensacolaGreekFestival.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Heading out to the ESPN or Pensacola's Dr. Pepper High School Game of the Week. So he'll be broadcasting that. So I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe as he's on his way out there for that. Austin, behind the board, though, still running everything and doing traffic for us.
Yes, sir.
So he's still got a familiar voice there. The Honor Her Foundation invites the community to join them at the third annual All Services Ball. It comes up November 10th. It's going to be at the Quarter de Luna from 6 to 11 p.m. The All Services Ball is a charity ball honoring the brave men and women of the armed forces, law enforcement, and first responders along the Gulf Coast. It's going to feature the Mireo Parish Multishow Band, DJ, and Cigar Bar. Parts of the proceeds from the All Services Ball will go to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots and The Secret Place. Tickets are available online now on our website, NewsRadio923.com. That's NewsRadio923.com, so be sure to check that out. Let me get a quick national story before we get to traffic and weather together on the fives. An appeals court says, in the middle of the school week is not sufficient for Ivanka Trump to get out of testifying at her father's New York civil trial. Ivanka, who has three school-aged children, claimed that traveling from New York, Florida to New York City during the week would cause an undue hardship. The appeals court rejected her motion, and her testimony remains scheduled for next Wednesday, November 8th. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
All right, I'm looking at the traffic here in Escambia County and in Pensacola, the surrounding areas. Once again, very happy to report that we are not seeing a ton of congestion anywhere in particular. If you're downtown a little bit, well, you may experience some stop-and-go stints there, but nothing that's going to keep you held up too long. As for our weather, it is 77 degrees in Pensacola right now, and it's a beautiful night this afternoon. As we get into later tonight and into the weekend, it's going to be a low of 54. Saturday and Sunday is going to be a high of 77 and low in the mid-50s. This traffic and weather together update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
Very nice. Attorneys for the man convicted of killing 11 people at Pittsburgh synagogue are claiming prosecutors excluded potential jurors who were minorities. Attorneys formally filed paperwork to appeal their client's death sentence and ask for a new trial. Robert Bowers was convicted and sentenced to death just this past summer. What do we got going on with a coal mining building collapse, Austin?
All right, so rescue crews are still working to find the worker who went missing when a coal mining building collapsed. And we've got a piece of audio here on that. It didn't work last time. Hopefully it will this time. Fingers crossed. Let's see what we got here.
If we were able to find Mr. Knees and it was evident that that he was deceased, until that time, it's going to remain a rescue operation. We're not giving up hope.
All right. Worked like a charm. Anyway, Alvin Knees and another man, Billy Ray Daniels, were prepping the 11-story building for demolition when it collapsed on Tuesday. Daniels is confirmed to have died in the accident.
This may be an off year for federal elections, but numerous seats in state local governments will be up for grabs on Tuesday. Kentucky and Mississippi will both have elections for governor, while all 140 seats in Virginia's General Assembly are on the ballot. Among the propositions and referendums on state ballots is a bill in Ohio. It will determine whether or not to enshrine the right to abortion access into the state constitution. So we'll have to see what goes down with that in Ohio.
Yeah. And President Biden is mourning the victims of last month's mass shooting in Maine. The president and first lady visited a memorial outside the restaurant where the shooting took place in Lewiston today. The president said too many Americans have lost loved ones to gun violence and that there have been, quote, too many mass shootings to count. Biden met with first responders, healthcare providers, and even some of the victims' families.
Supreme Court is considering a challenge to the federal ban on bump stocks. Bump stocks are devices that help semi-automatic rifles fire faster and have an appeals court has split on them as far as the legality goes. The highest court's decision to hear the case comes after the United States' latest mass shooting in Maine, but I don't believe that he had a bump stock, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's just it's all pointing to a bigger picture, clearly. Yeah. Yes, and it's a debate that they've just kept having. All right. So looking at pop culture news, Bobby.
Yeah.
All right. First up, we got a new foundation recognizing Matthew Perry's hope to be known after death as someone who helped others and not just a Friends actor. A lot of people are on social media saying, you know, oh, rest in peace, Chandler Bing. He always made me laugh. And while I'm sure Matthew Perry appreciated that, he did stress he wants to be known for being Matthew Perry first, the man who helped others through addiction. The Matthew Perry Foundation is accepting donations to help those struggling with addiction. He was open about his issues with drug and alcohol abuse throughout his life.
Yeah, I didn't read his book, but I did see that excerpt from his book being shared on the social medias about how he doesn't want to be recognized just as an actor or entertainer. He wanted to be recognized as somebody who tried to help other people. So lots of big names are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight in New York City. Singers Sheryl Crow and Kate Bush are being inducted. So is the late great rocker George Michael. Honorees also include rapper Missy Elliott, rock band Rage Against the Machine, and Texas country rocker Willie Nelson. And this is going to be live streamed, I believe, on Disney Plus as well. So you can check that out tonight. Up in health and business headlines, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he's moving from Seattle back to his childhood home of Miami. He says he's doing it to be near his parents and the space company Blue Origin, which is based in Cape Canaveral. Bezos started Amazon out of his garage back in Seattle in 1994 and has been pretty much there ever since.
The unemployment rate is ticking up. Numbers out from the Labor Department this morning show that the unemployment rate rose 0.1% in October to 3.9. It's the highest unemployment rate since January of last year.
Tens of thousands of hospitality workers serving hotels and casinos in Vegas will go on strike in a week if they don't get a new contract. Culinary Union has set a deadline for November 10th at 5 a.m. The looming strike would involve about 35,000 people who work for properties owned by MGM Resorts, International, Caesars Entertainment, and the Wind Resorts. When we come back here, we got some sports headlines for you, and then you're back to your top three stories as well, right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden and the First Lady travel to Lewiston, Maine today to mourn with the community after the murder of 18 people in a mass shooting last week. They also called for new gun control laws.
This is about common sense, reasonable, responsible measures to protect our children, our families, our communities.
It was the worst mass shooting in Maine's history. Questions are rising over what could be collateral damage in the Israel-Hamas war. Fox's Mike Tobin is in southern Israel.
An incident that is catching fire on social media and the Arab channels, and that was an Israeli strike of an ambulance in front of the Shifa Hospital in Gaza. Figures we have right now from Hamas are that 15 people are dead. That number is not independently confirmed. But the IDF says the ambulance was struck because Hamas fighters were in it. They say that Hamas will use the ambulances as cover.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The first Friday of the month is typically a big payday for U.S. workers, but thousands of paychecks didn't land in individual bank accounts today because of a technical glitch with the network that moves funds from one financial institution to another. According to the folks behind the automated clearinghouse network, the glitch affected at least 900,000 payments made through several large lenders, including Chase and Wells Fargo. The past week on Wall Street was a great one for investors. It was the market's very best week of the year, in fact. The Dow Jones Industrial Average leaped 5.1% for the week. The S&P 500 soared 5.8%. And the tech-laden NASDAQ Composite, extending its win streak to 6 days, rallied 6.6%. Starbucks plans to expand to 35,000 locations outside of North America by the year 2030. It currently has more than 20,000 international cafes. In total, the coffee giant aims to reach 55,000 locations by 2030. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kenny Pickett led his seventh game-winning drive of his career last night as Pittsburgh took down Tennessee by a score of 20-16. I walked away from that game, though, more curious as to what Titans rookie quarterback Will Levis can be compared to feeling that Pickett is the guy for the Steelers. The more and more I watch Kenny, the more and more I see inconsistent play and just believe he's a dude and not that dude for Terrible Towel fans. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey. Did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
war breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with, well, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe as Joe is headed out to the ESPN Pensacola Dr. Pepper High School Football Game of the Week. And so I'm handing over some of his duties for the rest of the show here. Austin still sit behind the board doing traffic. In fact, we're running a little bit late for traffic and weather together on the Fives. Go ahead, Austin.
All right, so giving you your traffic and weather update here at 6:37, as Bobby said, close enough. We're looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We're not seeing anything stand out too much to us. There's some minor congestion here and there in the downtown area, but if you're there, you shouldn't be hung up too much more beyond what you should usually expect. Same goes for Pace and Milton here in Santa Rosa County. Caroline Street has some splotches of backups here and there, but very minor and very short-lived. As for your weather, it is in the mid to high 70s right now in Pensacola. And as we go further into the night, it's going to just gradually get lower and lower, with the low of being 54. As we get into the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, it's supposed to be clear skies and sunny day, a high of 77 and lows in the mid 50s.
All right. Thank you very much. Veterans Memorial Park Foundation is hosting a special celebration service on Veterans Day at First Baptist Church in Pensacola. There's going to be a dinner and special performance by Mac McAnally. Tickets are on sale now and limited to 300. You can get these tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. We have some very exciting, I find, sports information today that we'll be sharing with you here in just a little bit. But first, let's get to your top three stories. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, and he's calling for a ceasefire to allow for the release of hostages. We got some audio for that. Let's try it again.
Yeah, let's give this a try here. We've
got
it.
Number two.
All right.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters. It matters because it's the right and lawful thing to do.
All right. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a humanitarian pause in the fighting unless Hamas returns its hostages. Meanwhile, border crossings from Gaza into Egypt have continued after a report of 400 Americans were among those that were able to leave Gaza. The leader of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah is making his first comment since the Hamas attack in Israel nearly 4 weeks ago. Speaking in front of supporters in Beirut, he said that Hezbollah will continue to infiltrate Israel from the Lebanon border. He also praised the October 7th Hamas attack, calling it 100% Palestinians in terms of execution. And it took jurors just a little over 4 hours to convict FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried guilty on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Sentencing is scheduled for March 24th. He could be sentenced for up more than 100 years. Wow. Austin, what do we got going on with some sports? A big exciting thing happening today. At least I think it's exciting.
Yeah, Joe and I were talking about this a little bit in the last hour. The NBA in-season tournament has begun, and we actually have an NBA game going on right now. The Pacers are beating the Cavaliers 36-27, so if there are any Cavs fans or Pacers fans in the vicinity, well, now you know what's going on. For the rest of the slate tonight, we've got some matchups such as Knicks and Bucks, Wizards and Heat. We've got Warriors and Thunder, Mavericks and Nuggets. So we've got some several high-profile matchups going on in both the East and the Western Conference tonight.
Yeah, very nice. And, you know, talking about the in tournament, this is something that is Commissioner David Silver wanted to do for years. And it just took him a while to convince others to let him do it. And this is it's similar to European soccer.
Yeah.
So European soccer has their big thing, but then all of a sudden they'll have these in-tournament, like in-season tournaments that go on where you can win this cup or you can win or whatever. It's basically modeled right after that. Now, this does have a little bit of some nuances with it because the players are going to win extra money if they win the tournament. But also, the regular season is 82 games. Yes. But they only released 80 games on the schedule. The last two games scheduled will also kind of be based on how this plays out. So there's some interesting things with it. I actually think it's exciting. I think it's neat. They're doing the City League jerseys. I've seen some of the basketball courts have been completely redone.
Oh, yeah.
And they look pretty fancy and nice. So I think it's an exciting thing to see what they're doing there with the in-season tournament.
Well, and I think that's exactly why the tournament's been implemented. You were talking about how it's got you excited for it. And we're talking about the NBA here, which is a league that a lot of people have said the regular season doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And we hear about load management. And when you introduce something like this that gives an incentive for fans to watch and for players to play, it goes a long way. And you got to give props to the NBA there. They're actively trying to fix what people are criticizing their sport for.
Yeah. Exactly. And that was part of it, too. Generate some interest, possibly generate some. So they did actually do this in tournament thing for the WNBA.
Yes.
Last year and this year. And so they've already kind of had their test with the WNBA, and they found it generated more ad dollars. It generated more TV dollars. It, you know, so it brought in money. And look, this is a business when it comes down to it. So
it always is.
So what do we got tonight? I think we've got the we had the one game going on already.
Pacers and Cavaliers,
Indianapolis and Cleveland
going on right now, and then we've got the Knicks and the Bucks. And Wizards and the Heat, those are the next games coming up, along with Nets and Bulls. And as we get later into the night, we've got Mavericks and Nuggets, obviously a big one, with defending champs there, and Grizzlies and Trailblazers.
Yeah, okay. And so, yeah, and there's two of them on ESPN. So Knicks and the Bucks are on ESPN at 6:30, and then the Dallas Mavericks and Denver Nuggets is going to be on at 9 on ESPN after that. So a lot of interesting things right there. In the NFL... we got some. We got the Dolphins against the Chiefs. That could be an AFC Championship preview right there.
I know
they're going to be playing in Frankfurt, Germany. So if you're really excited to see both of these dominant teams with explosive offenses, you got to make sure you get up early because it's going to be an early game since they're in Frankfurt, Germany. Then you got the Eagles against the Cowboys, Ravens against the Seahawks this weekend, and Bengals against the Bills. What do we got with college football?
So with college football tonight, we've got Boston College and Syracuse. Kick was at 6:30. Let's see if it's already gotten started here. I'll tell you what's going on with that. Right now, probably not a lot if it hasn't been on for too long. You going to give me the score or not? Oh, this is just top 25. So, yeah, sorry, Boston College and Syracuse fans. That's it saying you're not relevant enough. But don't worry, we've got you hooked up here. Boston College and Syracuse right now, just a few minutes into game clock, as we said, tied at zero currently. That's an interesting ACC matchup. Syracuse has lost four straight, and Boston College is trying to keep adding to their winning record and make a bowl tonight.
Yeah. And then when it comes to the Florida State Seminoles, of course, they're ranked fourth in the country right now. They're going to be playing Pittsburgh tomorrow and in Pittsburgh. And, of course, we will have that game for you live right here on News Radio 92.3 as we are your home for Florida State Seminole football. So that's a pretty good one right there. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
All right, so looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not seeing anything too crazy. Once again, we've noticed this for the past couple days. Traffic dies down. The congestion isn't too bad here in the final hour, and it seems like tonight is no exception. We may see some on, like, North Palafox Street, especially near Burgess Road. You may see some congestion there, but should be very short-lived. Looking at Pace and Milton here in Santa Rosa County, touched on this last traffic break. We're looking at Caroline Street. Nothing too crazy. Just some minor backups here and there, but you should be able to go on your way rather soon. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees in Pensacola. It's going to be beautiful evening tonight with a low of 54 as we head into the weekend. And the highs are going to be 77 with lows at like 56 as well. So it's a beautiful weekend to get out there and enjoy this nice weather.
So I covered that number four Florida State Seminoles are going to be playing Pittsburgh tomorrow, 2:30, right here on News Radio 92.3. But also some other games tomorrow. Number seven, Texas, taking on number 23, Kansas State. Number two, Georgia, playing number 12, Missouri. Number nine, Oklahoma, playing number 22, Oklahoma State. Number 20, USC against number 5, Washington. And number 8, Alabama playing number 14, LSU. Let me get to some local headlines here for you. Tomorrow is day 2 of the Homecoming Air Show on board NAS Pensacola. The gates are open at 8 a.m. Civilian acts will be at 9:30. Blue Angels performance will begin at 2 with Fat Albert. And the F-18 should be in the sky around 2:30. What do we got going on with that deadly shooting in Cantonment, Austin?
All right. Well, the FDLE says a Pensacola police officer involved in a deadly shooting in Cantonment this summer was justified in their actions. The officer has been on administrative leave since June 28th. The shooting happened that afternoon at a home on Durant Lane. The officer came to the home to investigate a hit-and-run crash that had happened earlier that day.
The speed limit over a Mobile highway between Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road has been permanently reduced from 55 to 45 miles an hour beginning today. There's also a $7.5 million road project going on over there that's going to include resurfacing, improving drainage, installing a new traffic signal over on Klondike Road. That's estimated for completion early 2024, but the speed limit will still be 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, they're still going to make sure you're slowing down. And Okaloosa County deputies spent much of the morning clearing a swatting call regarding an active shooter situation at Baker High School. Deputies arrived at 9 a.m. and also did a precautionary sweep of nearby Crestview High School as well. Better to be safe than sorry, of course, always with these types of situations. The sheriff's office says that whoever made the hoax call would face up to 15 years in prison if they were found and subsequently convicted.
Jeez. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Usually with Joe and Austin, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe as he's on his way out to ESPN Pensacola's Dr. Pepper High School Football Game of the Week. Let's get you some health, business, and science headlines now. Apollo astronaut Ken Mattingly has passed away. He was supposed to fly on Apollo 13 mission in 1970, but was bumped from the flight after a blood test showed he'd been recently exposed to German measles. Instead, he became part of the mission control crew in Houston that helped the astronauts return safely home after there was an explosion aboard the flight. He eventually took his own flight to the moon in 1972 aboard Apollo 16.
Well, obviously a highly decorated astronaut, and I'm glad he was able to get his own moon experience there.
Absolutely.
Elon Musk's new AI startup will debut tomorrow. He announced that xAI will release its first AI to a select group. He claims it's the best that currently exists, and xAI's aim is to, quote, understand the true nature of the universe and... I mean, I got to tell you, Bobby, God only knows what that means. That is so vague.
That's very vague.
And it doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much coming from the guy who owns it, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course you're going to say that. On Sunday, we fall back an hour as we end daylight savings. The doctors tend to agree we have the most difficult springing forward. Our bodies don't really like to fall back either, though. Well, even with an extra hour of sleep, we got some audio here for you.
And it's dark, they come home from work and it's dark, and seasonal affective disorder is fairly common.
Seasonal what?
I'm not sure what he said there. That was want me to play it again?
Yeah, play it again.
People go to work and it's dark, they come home from work and it's dark, and seasonal affective disorder is fairly common.
Some type of disorder.
Seasonal athletic disorder. I don't know.
Interesting.
He said. But yeah, I know what he's trying to say. Either way, it messes with our sleep. Even getting an extra hour messes with our sleep or metabolism or stress levels. Now more than ever, it's important to exercise. Oh, that old E word.
Yeah. Hearing during surprise, the COVID surprise. A doctor telling you to exercise. Southwest Airlines.
Right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, though, we're gonna get you some wacky and weird headlines, some good news stories as well. And we'll try to hit on some state headlines as well right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
On his way out to the Dr. Pepper High School football game of the week over on ESPN Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for the rest of the show here for him. We still have Austin here, though, for us in studio handling traffic, handling the board, and giving us some of our news as well. Before we get to some wacky and weird headlines, let's hit some of the state stories, statewide stories that we got going on here. Austin, why don't you go and get us started off?
All right. The Biden administration is investing more than $650 million in port projects aimed at improving reliability of the U.S. supply chain. The administration announced today that the projects will focus on 41 ports nationwide. That includes $11.2 million towards Port Panama City for the design and expansion of their 200,000-square-foot East Terminal warehouse.
Republicans are getting ready for the weekend's annual Florida Freedom Summit. The event's going to take place in Osceola County, with all major GOP candidates expected to attend. Barry University's Sean Foreman says things could get uncomfortable for Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's some audio.
But what we're hearing is that this Florida summit, there may be some prominent Florida politicians who are going to come out and announce they're switching from DeSantis to Trump.
Yeah, that would be uncomfortable. The next Republican debate is going to be held Wednesday night in Miami.
Also, after last weekend's deadly mass shooting, police in Tampa are increasing security around town. City leaders are also considering other long-term solutions, such as a curfew for people under the age of 18, and even installing metal detectors at businesses. 22-year-old Tyrell Phillips pleaded not guilty to charges yesterday. Two people died and 16 more were injured when two groups got into a heated argument and started firing.
Florida drivers are kicking off their weekends with lower gas prices. AAA says the state average is currently at $3.20 per gallon. That's 10 cents lower than this time last week, 30 cents lower than it was last month. We'll get you some wacky and weird headlines, but first, traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
All right, so I'm looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. And over the course of this past, normally I'd say hour, but actually tonight it's been more hour and a half. We haven't seen a lot of accidents or a lot of congestion, fortunately. And downtown is really the only place in Pensacola right now where you're going to experience any backups, but it shouldn't hang you up too long. As for Pace and Milton, particularly in the Santa Rosa County areas, I was recently covering on some splotchy congestion going up and down Caroline Street, but even that has appeared to lessen as well. As for our forecast tonight, it's just in the mid-70s here in Pensacola. Oh, excuse me. Whoa, sorry. I just updated. We are now in the higher 60s here in Pensacola, and it will get down as low as 54 as we go into tomorrow morning. And looking at the weekend for both Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be sunny skies, no rain in sight, thank goodness, with highs of 77. And as we get later into Saturday and Sunday night, it's going to be lows in the mid-50s.
Thank you very much, Austin. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is happening now. It's going today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Seville Square. Enjoy one of the best-regarded, most popular art festivals in the United States. It's an art show that draws more than 200 of the nation's best painters, potters, sculptors, jewelers, graphic artists, craftsmen, and other artists. Check out more details on our website, newsradio923.com. In wacky and weird headlines, a guy in Connecticut got pulled over for putting fake police lights on his car. A cop spotted his Dodge Challenger on the highway, ran his plate, and saw it wasn't registered to any of the agencies. Michael Marshall admitted that he was using them to get through traffic faster on his commute. It should come as no surprise that he ended up being late for work that day. Oh, well, that's just how it works out. Yeah, don't put fake police lights in your vehicle.
Yeah, that's kind of common sense. Also, a guy's dog found a rare lump of whale puke on a beach in Scotland. Everybody loves finding some of that. But it turns out these things are in very high demand and are used to make high-end perfumes. It's called ambergris, and it will float in the sea until it washes up on shore. The chunk weighed as little as just over 5 ounces, but larger lumps have sold for as much as millions of dollars.
Oh, my goodness. Millions of dollars of whale puke.
There you go.
Nothing like whale vomit to set you up. Did you win the lottery? How did you get this big old... No, I found some whale vomit and sold it. Like, what in the what? That sounds like one of those things, like selling ice to an Eskimo. Like, you're going to sell vomit to somebody? Yeah, for millions of dollars.
It's a big deal. Like, somewhere. Okey-dokey.
In good news, a grandma in Arizona is gearing up for her 8th Thanksgiving in a row with a random guy she accidentally invited to dinner as a teen back in 2016. Now you can have dinner with them, too. Grandma's name is Wanda Dench. The guy is Jamal Hinton. She's doing a thing with Airbnb where up to 2 guests will get to have a Friendsgiving with them this month. You'll stay at Wanda's house for the night, play board games, watch movies, and get to be their annual Thanksgiving selfie. To go with it, Airbnb is making a big donation to the charity Feeding America.
And lastly, a 17-year-old named Sam set a Guinness World Record. He solved a Rubik's Cube in 28 seconds, and that alone is pretty impressive to me, but he did it while performing a skydive. He did the skydive over Western Australia's Juryan Bay because it would have been very dangerous had he dropped a cube and it landed on someone.
My goodness. There you go. All right, this is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. He'll be back on Monday, though, for you. You guys have a safe weekend.
You
this
too.
Is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bye-bye.